Hello, this is Pastor Cecil A. Thompson, and this is Blessings from the Heart. Salt versus Sand. Mark chapter 9, verse 50. Salt is good, but if salt loses its salty quality, you can never restore its salty quality again. Be at peace with each other. I can recall my teenage years when I worked mixing and hauling concrete. I still can recall how sore my muscles became as I first started working on the laborious task. That is an experience which lingers in one's mind. I have read today's passage from Mark's Gospel many times and always reflect on how similar sand and salt are to each other, yet they are uniquely different. Sand is simply fine bits of stone, but salt is a chemical with unique qualities. Salt can season food to make it more appealing. It can preserve food to make it last longer. It can be scattered on an icy walk to make it safe to walk, or to be used in many other ways. Fries would just not taste the same without salt. Making this personal, we need to ask ourselves, just how are we similar to the salt we crave so much? Do we act as a preservative to the things which God wants to remain? Do we create a desire for more of God's Word after we have been with other people? Let us strive to have more qualities of salt than sand. May God richly bless you as you bless others by your words and actions. This is Pastor Cecil.
If you enjoyed Pastor Cecil's devotional today, you probably know someone else who would as well. Please let them know about dailyevotional.com. Pastor Cecil reminds us on a regular basis about the importance of getting into God's Word, and you can join us in doing just that by going to dailyevotional.com and going down to the bottom of the page and finding the section entitled The Bible in 1 Year and Prayer. If you don't currently have a plan for reading the Bible, this can help you. If you listen to Pastor Cecil read the scripture portions for the day, at the end of his reading, you'll hear him pray a special prayer for the day. May the Lord bless you and keep you.